Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, and we are so grateful. Amen. Honor, praise God, amen, to be with you tonight. Praise God, amen. And we ask you, praise God, amen, tonight, amen, to, amen, as you always do, praise God, amen. Text someone, call, amen, someone, praise God, amen, and let them know. Hallelujah. The Prayer News Network is on, amen, the air, praise God, live. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God on Facebook Live. Glory to God, amen. So it's an honor to come tonight, praise God, amen. And we just come, praise God, amen, with our family, praise God, our brothers and our sisters tonight, amen, lifting up the name of Jesus. Glory to God, amen. And we pray and hope that your day, hallelujah, amen, has been a good day. Glory to God, amen. If not that good, praise God, now you in the right place at the right time, amen, to relax, praise God, amen, and enjoy Jesus. Then you can inhale and exhale. Glory to God, amen. Take off your shoes. Glory to God. Recline, amen, and just enjoy Jesus with us, amen. Glory to God for just tonight. Glory to God, amen, where we have beautiful words, praise God, amen. Awesome message is coming forth tonight, praise God, amen. Our scripture, amen, and our prayer, glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. You are in the right place at the right time. Amen. And we thank God for you, you, and yes, you joining us tonight. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. If this is your first time joining us, praise God. Amen. We want to say amen. You are welcome. Glory to God. Amen. To take off your shoes. Amen. Hallelujah. Run around in your room. Glory to God. Lift your hands. Clap your hands. Shout amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just give God praise. Amen. Amen. That's what we are about. Glory to God. Amen. Spreading the good news. Amen. Hallelujah. To speak life. Amen. To a dead generation. Glory to God. Amen. To somebody need to be encouraged. Somebody need to know. Praise God. Amen. All of our help comes from the Lord. Praise God. Somebody need to know it ain't over. Glory to God. Amen. It ain't over. Amen. Somebody say, not just that lady's son. Praise God. I don't know what they was talking about. Praise God. But it ain't over. Glory to God. Amen. To God say, it's over. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God is not through blessing you. Glory, 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 glory. We just thank the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm excited. Glory to God. Amen. For just being in his presence. Hallelujah. There is no other place I'd rather be. Amen. But just in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because there's fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to walk around with your head hung down. Amen. But look up to the hills. For which cometh your help, all of our help, your help, my help, comes from the Lord. Amen. Who made the heaven and the earth. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God for you, you, and yes, you tonight. Amen. To be with us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can continue to call a friend. Call your neighbor. Hallelujah. Call your enemy. Praise God. Amen. To let them know, praise God, amen. Good news, amen, is on tonight. The Prayer News Network, amen, and to all of our advisors tonight, God bless you tonight. Amen, we appreciate you. Glory to God, amen, and to our hosts, our visionary, hallelujah, praise God, amen. A woman that wears so many hats, hallelujah. Don't mind spreading the good news. Don't mind spreading her love. Don't mind. Glory to God, amen, taking care of the Lord's business. Glory to God, and that's none other than, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Praise God. Amen. Our thoughts of the song, amen, that say amen. Hallelujah, that fit her. Praise God. I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Glory to God, amen. So we thank God tonight for our host tonight. Praise God, amen, a visionary. Amen, Evangelist Bradley tonight, amen, your co-host, yes, praise God, yours truly, amen, are glad. We are glad. Amen. The song said, "I'm glad to be in the service one more time." Amen. He didn't have to let me live. Hallelujah. Amen. He did not have to let me live. But I'm glad to be in the service one more time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we're glad tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to, praise God, ask you to get your pencil, your pad. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And jot down, praise God, write down. Amen. Amen. Some nuggets tonight. Praise God. This, when the word is going forth, praise God, just in case. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You have it, and you can go right back and look at it again. Praise God, when the word is going forth. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. Again, to all of our listeners, glory to God. Amen. Even those that's on the Blog Talk Radio, praise God. Amen. Even those internationally, God bless you tonight. Amen. As far as our voice can be heard. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for you and you and you tonight being with us. Amen. As you continue to pray, amen, for the Prayer News Network. Amen. As it move, praise God, by the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Good words have been upon this line. Praise God. Healing, deliverance, salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Needs been met. Hallelujah, glory to God. The Lord had opened up prison doors. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Oh, yeah, oh, yes. You're in the right place at the right time. Amen. Don't touch that dial. Glory to God. Let it stay right there. Praise God in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God again. Glory to God for you. Amen. And before the end of the service, amen, we're going to give you, amen, glory to God, numbers, amen, to where you can get, amen, a copy, amen, of the service, amen, on tonight. Hallelujah, praise God, so you can share it, amen, with your friends, your neighbors, or just, amen, while you're at home, praise God, amen, just do a redo, amen, and just listen to it all back over again, praise God. Hallelujah, amen, because that night, praise God, amen, glory to God, you may not was able to run around, scream, holler, shout hallelujah, because some of them may be asleep, amen, but when you're by yourself, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, you can just let the Holy Ghost have his way, amen, glory to God. So we thank the Lord tonight, amen, for you, 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 and yes, you, tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, to let you know there is nothing too hard for the Lord, praise God. Amen. And again, say to all of our listeners, advisors, prayer warriors, amen. Glory to God. All of you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. To be in tune with us tonight. Hang with us tonight, praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You will be blessed on tonight. Amen. We just thank the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Again, like to always recognize, praise God, amen, hallelujah, the late, praise God, amen, the late Apostle S.D. James, praise God, glory to God, amen, a man that laid the foundation, glory to God, amen, made the way, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, that you and I and others, glory to God, that heard his word, amen, can continue, praise God, amen, to walk on this teacher's journey, praise God, amen. Glory to God, amen, and to Apostle Samuel Hutchins, amen, Presiding Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, glory to God, and to Apostle, glory to God, D.G. Taylor, amen, and to your pastor, your leader, amen, to my leader, praise God, we pray for them tonight, amen, and to all of our, amen, leaders tonight, praise God, amen, our prayers are with you, continue to preach the word of God in season, out of season, glory to God, amen, we pray that you continue to stay strong in the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And again, praise God. Amen. We want you to know, praise God. Amen. We're going to get ready, amen, to go further into the service. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to ask, hallelujah, that, praise God. Amen. Evangelist, amen. Bill, praising God. Amen. Amen. She's going to sanctify the line. Amen. And then, amen, Sister Mary Hollins. Amen. She's going to do our scripture. Praise God. Amen. But we're going to ask, amen, Sister Mary. Praise God. Amen. To do, amen, to read our scripture for tonight and then follow with the scripture. Praise God. Amen. We'll have, amen, Evangelist Bell. Praise God. To come. Amen. And sanctify the line. Amen. God bless you. Amen, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bond, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 8th chapter of Romans, the 18th through the 28th verse, the future glory. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, wait for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I have read to you the 8th chapter of Romans, the 18th through the 28th verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Behold, we need thee. Every eye. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, I come to thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we reverence you tonight, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go throughout the airways, oh, Father. Touch every individual, God, in the name of Jesus. Go throughout every household, throughout the world, oh, God. Throughout the wires, oh, through Blog Talk Radio, through, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Sanctify us, oh, God. Put us on the wheel all over again, oh, God. Prepare our hearts, oh, God, for the word of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch our ears, oh, God, that we may hear you, oh, God, speaking definitely to our situations, oh, God. Oh, God, touch our mind, oh, God. Touch our mind, oh, God. Even though the ones that need a mind regulating, oh, God, that need some changing, oh, God, that need some order into their life, oh, God. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, hallelujah, God. Help us to rely on you, God. Help us to call on you, oh God, with all that is in us, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Root us and ground us tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send a word of correction, oh God. Touch our hands, oh God, if they touched anything. Clean them up, oh God. Hallelujah, we've done anything with these hands, oh God. Hallelujah, these minds, oh God. If we thought anything that was not like you, oh God. In the name, we've been anywhere, oh God, that we should not have been, oh God. Sanctify us all over again tonight, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, oh God, for preparing our hearts for the word of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every listener, oh God. Oh God, sanctify us again, 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 again. Prepare us, oh God, for the times that are going to come, oh God. When the enemy comes in, oh God. Hallelujah, that you have set up a standard within us, oh God. Hallelujah, that we'll be able to battle, right? Ready for battle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Battling with the word, oh God. Battling with prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Helping us to stand with our long girded truth, oh God. That's the word of God. Honor us tonight, oh God. Send a word, hallelujah, that will strengthen our being in a man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that will get us closer, hallelujah, closer to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Closer to where we should be in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Closer where we should be planning in the name of Jesus. Closer, God, where we be doing what we need to do in you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Prepare your people, oh God. Prepare us, oh God, to be the sanctuary, oh God, that you're calling for in these last and evil days, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that when we call on you, hallelujah, when we call on you, hallelujah, that the prayers won't be interrupted, oh God. It's going straight on to the throne, oh God. Hallelujah, there's no flies in our ointment, oh God, that you're receiving everything that we're asking of you. Oh God, we thank you tonight, oh God, for being right ready with ears to hear and a heart and hands to deliver us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, out of every situation. Oh God, teach us to stand still and see your salvation be done in our earth, oh God. Our earthly vessels, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, where there's Christ, oh God, in us, oh God. Clean us out and fill us up tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Prepare our vessels, oh God, to receive the wine, oh God, that's going to get us closer to you, oh God, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. Hallelujah, without you we cannot do nothing. Oh God, but with you all things are possible in you, oh God, because of who you are. We're who we are, God. The I am in us, oh God. Created us that clean heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be receptive of you, oh God. That we receive everything that's due for you, oh God. That make us worthy vessels, oh God, to worship and praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Oh God, we just thank you because, oh God, that you've been so good to us, that you kept us just this long. Hallelujah. This long. Hallelujah. That even in our sins, oh God, that you didn't take us out. But for now, oh God, keep on adding into us, oh God, to these vessels, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, that we might be right ready to do what we're supposed to do, what we are called to, that you called us to in our mother's womb. Oh God, we're thanking you for it, oh God. Stir us up some more. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, we're so thankful for that, oh God. Hallelujah, that we weren't taken out, oh God, that you've given us another chance to praise you, another chance to get knowledge of where we are and what we should be doing in you, the things that we have been called to do, the things that you purposed in our lives, oh God, when we're in our mother's womb. Oh God, we say thank you tonight, oh God, for another chance, another opportunity to get it right. Oh God, touch the speaker right now from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet. Oh God, prepare her, oh God, prepare her, strengthen her to bring the word that you have given for your people tonight, oh God. Help her to stand right readily, oh God, to stand on that word that you have given her, oh God. Give us ears to hear her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the founder, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touching her. Every advisor, oh God, every advisor, wake them up. Every prayer warrior, wake them up. The scripture reader, wake them up with songs, oh God, with scriptures, oh God, that will help the closer walk with you, oh God. Oh, God, we just be ever so careful. Oh, God, give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Gail. Praise God. Amen. Bell tonight. Praise God. Amen. And Sister Mary. Praise God. Amen. With our scripture. Glory to God. Amen. And we just thank the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. We pray. You know, you have to feel better now. Praise God. We done had the prayer. We done had the scripture. Glory to God. Amen. It's word time. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Praising God. Amen. We have the honor. Amen. Tonight. Amen. To introduce. Amen. Glory to God. And present to some. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. A speaker, a minister. Glory to God. Amen. A reacher, a preacher. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight. Praise God. Amen. And that's none other than praise God. Amen. Amen. Minister Ollie Brooker, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, one of our advisors, hallelujah, if you never heard of her, praise God, amen, minister, praise God, amen, you are in for a treat tonight, amen, I love her, praise God, amen, the way she minister, because she tell it just like the T-H-I-S is, glory to God, she don't hold no corners, praise God, she don't cut it, amen, she give it to you just like thus says the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I praise God for her. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, amen, we actually praise God to pray for her. Glory to God as she minister tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to get your pencil and pad. Hallelujah. Amen. Because she's going to take us somewhere tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel it tonight. Amen. She's going to take us somewhere. Praise God. Amen. We've never been this way before. Praise God. Amen. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Glory to God, and we thank God for her tonight, amen, for the PNN, praise God, amen, glory to God, advisor, amen, for being with us tonight, amen. So we're going to present to you and introduce to others, amen, none other than Minister Ollie Brooker, praise God. Let's receive her by saying praise the Lord, amen. God bless you, amen, Minister Brooker, praise God, amen. The platform is yours tonight.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So good to hear you. It's so good to be with you all tonight. God bless you. Real good. Real good. Real good. I do bless the name of the Lord tonight. I praise God for who he is. And I praise God for being God all by himself. God for Minister Bradley, the visionary. I thank and I praise God for Evangelist Bradley, my friend, Annette Bradley. I thank and I praise God for the visionary. I thank and I praise God for the mantle that he had placed up on her life. I thank and I praise God for that. And I praise God for each of you in your respectable place tonight. I magnify the name of the Lord for all of the advisors. And I bless the name of the Lord for all of your pastors, all of your bishops, your evangelists, teachers, prophets, apostles, for the body of Christ as a whole. I bless the name of the Lord for Apostle Huggins, Bishop Tina, Bishop James Randolph. I bless the name of our God tonight. I magnify the Lord because, saints, God is a good God. God is good. And I pray not to be before you alone tonight, but I think and I praise God for his goodness tonight. Father God, I do magnify and I do glorify your name. And Father, I do lift you up because you alone is worthy of all my glory and all the honor and all the praise. It belongs to thee, God, and thee alone. Now, Father God, I ask you to anoint my lips of clay that I will speak as the oracle of God tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, wash, cleanse, and purge me of all and anything that's within that displeases you, Father. I ask you this night, purge, wash, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, these are your people. These are the sheep of your pastor. They're yours. Sing your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Sing your word, God, with your anointing that will destroy the yoke. Send your word, God, with an uplifting and healing and deliverance. Send your word with encouragement, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your word with mind-regulating heart fixing. Send your word with life-changing, God, in the name of Jesus. Move now by your spirit, Father, because we know it's not by power and it's not by might, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You be God in the midst of your people tonight, and you have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cause me to decrease, Father God, and you increase, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, you have your way. You have your way. You're welcome in this place tonight. You're so welcome. You're welcome, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to take over and do what you will tonight for thy name's sake. And now we won't take your glory, we won't take your honor, and we won't take your praise, but we'll give you what's due to your name, in the name of Jesus, and almighty God, in the name of Jesus. And let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I glorify tonight. Glory be to our God. Glory be to the Most High. Thank you, mighty God. I praise you tonight. I praise you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for healing. I thank God. I thank God for healing. Glory be to God. He's good. He is good. Hey, he is good. He is good. Thank you, sir. And I thank him tonight. I thank him tonight. I thank him tonight. I had to get my praise out of the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless him tonight. I bless him tonight. I bless God for you all. I bless God for the song. I bless God for the prayer. I bless God for the reading of his word. Each of you all tonight, I thank God for you. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God forever use you. May God forever endow you with his power from on high. We praise God for you tonight. We magnify the Lord for you and your families tonight. And you're taking the time out, fellowship. Yes, the fellowship. I bless the name of the Lord since the last time I was with you, and since you heard my voice, it's been a minute. But I thank and I praise God, I'm still here. Don't you know? I'm still here. Hey, I'm still here. I'm still holding on. Thank God. I thank God that I had knee surgery, but I bless the name of the Lord. I praise the name of our God. Yes. Yes, I do. I thank God for his healing virtue. I thank God. I thank God he took me in and brought me out. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I thank and I praise God for healing of all manner of sickness and diseases tonight. I praise the name of the Lord for healing and deliverance. I thank and I praise God for healing of the mind. I bless the name of the Lord for healing of the body and finances. I praise God. And relationships. Thank you, Lord God. I praise him tonight. If God will use a topic tonight, I will say, there is hope. Uh-huh. There is hope. Where? In God. When? In difficult times. There is hope. In God. When? In difficult times. As well as good times. God, knowing there is hope tonight. I heard our Sister Mary reading the scripture and it's telling us about hope. And I thank and I praise God because we can hope in the Lord. We can hope in God. Regardless of where you're located at, regardless of what's going on in your life, regardless of what's going on around you, there is hope in God. There is peace in God. There is joy in God. If you look around this day and time of life that we're living in, you hear this and you hear that. You seeing this and you seeing that. And where there's so much evil and hate going on in the world. But when you look at things of what happened, it's right where God said it would be. According to scripture, we're right where the scripture said that we would be. And there's nothing new under the sun. absolutely nothing new under the sun. What we are going through and what we are facing in life, someone already have faced these things. Someone already have faced these hurdles. Someone already have encountered these difficult times. Someone already have also endured hardship. Someone have already came and they have faced loss in many different ways of life. Life don't, and trials don't come to knock us out, but it comes to build us up if we allow it to. It comes to strengthen us if we allow it to. Everything, trials come, God not going to take you out of it. And every storm come, he won't take you out of it, but he will calm the storm that you'll be able to go through your storm. Uh-huh. And every pain that you have, he may not heal it and stop it all at once, but he'll give you the ability and the strength to endure and to go through and bear the pain. Uh-huh. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. If we don't learn to go through some things, when real hard trials come and difficult, we wouldn't know how. We wouldn't know how to challenge them. We wouldn't know how to wrap our mind around this. But if he deliver you from one thing, he can deliver you from another one. If he shield you in one situation, he can shield you in the next one. If he lifts you out of one error, he can lift you out of another one. We just simply got to trust it. We simply got to trust God. And we got to trust him. And tonight, there is hope, Ollie, in God. When in difficult times, when in good times, when lack of finance, when the children are cutting up, so gloomy, when it's hope in God. There is hope in God. Let's get to the scripture. I'm going to go to First John first. Let me go to First John. And we don't come with the scripture tonight that lets you know what the scripture says. The scripture declares tonight in 1 John 4:18. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to our church. There is no fear. Do you agree? And where? Love. There is no fear in love. Perfect love cast out fear. Why? Because perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. Fear has punishment. Fear has a grip. Fear has you casting your own self down. It comes to torment you, punish you. He that fear is not made perfect in love. Not yet. Just stay with him. Stay with him. You will be. You will be. Fear. Perfect love. There's no fear in perfect love. Not in perfect love. Even when fear comes, because the love in you is so perfect, you will say, I know fears of the devil. So what? I went to the doctor, and I had to have an MRI. So what if I had to have a PET scan? So what if I had to have a CAT scan? So what if I had to have an ultrasound? So what? And then fear grips in. But then you have to tell fear, no. Fears of the devil. But I have love, perfect love. And not only do I have love, I have peace. That whatever betide me and whatever take place with me, God will take care of it. God and I together we get through this. God and I together with the Lord and I together we endure this. The Lord and I together going to handle this. Uh-huh. He will. We will together. We will weather our storm together. Why? Because he is us. He has given us the ability to press forward. Yes, he has. He has given us the ability. All things going to work together. Why? For my good. Why? Because I love God. All things going to work together for your good. Why? Because you love the Lord. So it's going to work together for your good, regardless of what the report may be. Knowing it's going to work together for the good. So if they bring you a report and you don't like the report, that's the time to trust and have hope in God. It's always the right time to, but there's some things you definitely got to trust in. You definitely got to look to the ill for what is coming to your help, knowing all of your help coming from the Lord. There's some situations that are created for us. Excuse me. That has been created for us. Not just to believe in God, but to trust him. To trust him. To trust him. With every being in our bodies, to trust him. And then he says unto us as well in Proverbs that he don't want us leaning to our own understanding. He wants us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And not to lean, do not lean to our own understanding. But in all our ways, he wants us to acknowledge him. Not some of our ways, all of them. He wants us to acknowledge, Lord, I'm weak here. I need you to strengthen me here. Lord, I've been torn down here. I need you to build me back up. God, I'm getting confused, and I know confusion is of the devil. It's not of you. Father God, I need you to bring peace. I need you, God, to regulate. I need you to renew my mind. And the scripture declares there's a time and a season for all things under the sun. There's a time to love and there's a time to hate. I said, Lord, a time to hate. I see so much hate. There's a time and a season for all things under the sun. A time and a season to plant. And there's a time to harvest. There is hope in God to deal. And there's a time to hold back. There's a time and a season for all things under the sun. And there is hope in God. And when we're facing these times and when we're in these seasons, seasons come and seasons go. I bless the name of the Lord that I value every part of my body. Yes. The situation with my knee came up and I prayed. I didn't want to have surgery. I said, Lord, but this pain is terrible that I'm dealing with. My knee swelling and my legs swollen. But I knew I had to trust God. But I also know I had to get up. Get up. And do something about yourself. Do something about your situation. And that you cannot do, then you trust God to do. But that is in your power to do, you do it. You got insurance. Go have yourself checked. And there's so many things that come to your mind and to your come to you that in the, and a lot of people go in for simple procedure and don't come out. So many difficult things, so many things are run through your head. I'm human, yes, I'm a preacher, but I'm human as well. And I knew I had to trust God in the midst of it all. And when I got the MRI and I was hoping and praying that I wouldn't have to have a whole knee replaced with, thank you, Father. But not knowing what the outcome was going to be. But as long as the Lord is in the midst of whatever I'm facing or whatever I'm going through, I'll be all right. And you will too. We'll be all right. Oh, yes, we will be. we'll be all right no matter what we're faced at. You'll be all right. There is hope in God. Uh-huh. But we just can't lean to our own understanding. We got to trust him. We got to trust him. We got to trust him, knowing that if he brings us through a thing, he's going to get us through it. That we'll be able to stand firm and say that I know for a fact, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. But the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, thought towards us is good and is not evil. The Lord thought, Jeremiah tell us, for he said, for I know the thought that I think towards you. Now listen in. He said, I know my thought that I think towards you, no matter what nobody else told you, no matter how nobody else trying to judge the situation, don't matter if somebody know you ever, you made a mistake. And even if it wasn't a mistake, you got caught up in anything or something or many things. He said, I still know my thoughts that I have towards you. I know, says the Lord, the thought of peace and not of evil. My thought towards you is peace and not evil. To give you an expected end. He wants to prosper us and give us an expected end. He wants to heal us and give us an expected end. No matter what you face in life, if we hold fast to what he said, when you're in a situation, think about Jeremiah. Think about Jeremiah. 29:11, where he says, for I know the plan I have for you. Declare the Lord's plan. You have to declare his plan. You have to speak his word over you. You have to declare his word over you. You have to declare his word over your mind. You have to declare his word over your health. You have to declare his word over your family. You have to declare his word over your dog. You have to declare his word over your situation and all of your circumstances. You have to declare your God word. Declare his word and his plan for you. Your welfare. Your well-being. And it's not for evil. But to give us a future and give us a hope in God. In God. In God. In God. God's plan is that you be strengthened. You be built up. Your heart be. Your mind be renewed. Your pathway be made straight. The plan, not what someone else thinks, but you have to remember what God thinks. His thoughts towards you. No matter what someone else knows that has happened and you messed up, he came for the messed up people. It was the gift of God that he gave us Jesus. It was his gift that went to the cross. It was his gift that died. It was his gift to us that he got up, that we can get up. Uh-huh. But we got to know God's plan, God's thoughts towards you. Mm-hmm. God has given you assignment. And you get slapped, it's not you and his friends calls you, that you get up, brush the dust off yourself, gird up your loins with truth, put on strength, and let's go forward. Why do you say that? Glad you asked the question. Because if he begun a good work in you, he wants to finish what he started. Let the God have begun in us. He wants to finish what he started. And whatsoever we sow, that we're going to have to reap that. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about the evil. Don't worry about all this other stuff that people are doing. And don't worry about what people do and say about you. Just remember what the Lord has said about you. And trust his word towards you. And look unto the hill for which cometh your help, knowing that all of your help cometh from the Lord, knowing that he is your sustainer, yes, knowing that he is your keeper, thank you, sir, knowing that he's the lifter of your head, uh-huh, knowing that he's your need, uh-huh, knowing that he is a mind regulator, and a heart fixer, uh-huh, uh-huh. His thoughts towards you is good and not evil. No matter what you're facing, no matter what's going on, knowing God's thoughts towards you now, don't forget his thoughts. Blot out everybody else's thoughts. And you do good. You do good. So he can bless the work of your hands. Brush yourself off. Get up and let's go forward. Looking at situations and circumstances and woe is me. And that someone else facing worse things than we are. Some countries going through worse than things that we're going through. But did we ever think that if others facing these type of things that this country would not? It's not going through nothing that it have not gone through prior. There's no, absolutely nothing new under the sun. But there's a time and a season for all things under the sun. There's a time to get up and stay up. It's always a time to continue to look unto the hill. Continue to look unto the Lord. For he's your present help. He's your present help in the time of need. He's your present help in the time of trouble. He's your present help in the good time. He's your present help in the bad time. In weary times. I think that's a more, I like that word. Weary time. Time we all get a little weary. But as long as the Lord is in the midst of the weariness, it's okay. It's okay. And I don't want to do no hooping and hollering tonight. I just want to remind us that no matter where you're located tonight, no matter what's going on in your life tonight, knowing his thoughts towards you. His thoughts towards you. To give you an expected end. And what Pastor Scripture said, for I know the plan I have for you. I know my plans for you. Declares the Lord. If ever was a time we're going to trust and believe God, it's now. We say that a lot, don't we? Always say that. But we've seen all the signs of the end time. We're beholding the moving of God. And I was hearing about something was drying up. And you just got to think about it. These things happening because it's been written. It's been written, saints. It's been written. And the faith of praise is in the Lord. The faith of praise we can find ourselves is in the Lord. Not just being in a building and not being in God. and we continue doing whatever we want to do. But we got to recognize the time of safety is now. We love you tonight. We honor the Lord for each of you all tonight. And I pray and I hope that you heard something tonight that would be strengthening to you or would encourage you, would uplift you, and would just give let you know. Just I want you to feel the urgency. I want you to know on this night, God's plan for you. Don't worry about no one else praying. Don't worry about somebody digging a ditch. Because it wasn't dug for you. So he'll lead you around it. You've got to look unto the author. Continue to look to the author in the very finisher of your faith. In God. In God. In God. I thank you for your patience tonight. Thank you for you coming out tonight into fellowship and to worship with us tonight. I thank and I praise God for you to hear us tonight. But I bless the name of the Lord for the doers tonight. I praise God. So if there be anyone tonight, anyone that desires prayer, anyone that desires prayer, for whatever your reason may be, you're welcome to come. And if there anyone wants to wants a closer walk with the Lord, you can come. If there anyone desires prayer tonight, come on over. Start fixing, come on, come on. If you need strength tonight, you can come. If you heard the word, your answer, you receive strength, you receive courage, you receive determination. God bless you. But for those that just need someone just to touch and agree with them, you can come.
All participants are unmuted.
Tonight is your night. You can come. Come. You can come. You can come. Tonight is your night. The line is open. The line is open. Come on. Come on. The line is open. Just come. Waiting on you. Waiting on you. Come on, come on. There'll be one. If not, I'm going to call once again. I'm calling one more time. Because you know what you need from God. I don't know. You know. You can come on over. I'm waiting. He's waiting. You can take your phone off mute. Take it off mute. And the line is already open for you. Just take your phone off mute. The line is open. The line is open. The line is open. Just take your phone off of mute. Just unmute your phone. Unmute your phone. He's your hope tonight. He's your healer. He's your joy. He's your peace. He's your sustainer. He's your keeper. He's the lift of your head. Hey, come on, come on. He's the strength. God is. God is. Listen, saint. Listen, saint. Does not matter what's going on in life. It does not matter what you're faced with at this moment. All that matter is God left a promise in his word that I will never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. I will go with thee unto the end. That's his word. And his word stands alone. It's sure. His promises are sure. Promises are sure. Come. If there be any. If there be one. And if not, I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Bradley. We're just going to go into corporate prayer. I thank God for your coming. I thank God for your being. I thank God for your, ears listening tonight. I thank, I praise God. I hope and I pray that you got something from the word of the Lord. Is there one? Is there one? Did I hear someone? I thought I heard someone.
Doesn't look like anyone on the line, woman of God, on the platform.
Okay. Okay. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. Father God, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, we come on the behalf of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, not just these on the line tonight, but for your people all over the world. We come, God, looking into the office. In the very finisher of our faith. We come to him that we know we can put our hope in, we can put our trust in. Lord, whether it's a good time or a bad time, we can look to you. We can look to you to do what's best for us. So I'm asking you to move tonight, God. Meet every need. Meet every need in every situation, in every circumstance, in every home tonight, Father. We ask you to move. Move by your spirit tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, because God, we know it's not by power, and Lord God, we know it's not by might, but it is by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Move in that mind that is troubled tonight. Move in that home, God. Move on the job, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to move as food to heal and protect the children. In the name of Jesus, protect them on their job, Father. In the name of Jesus, we ask you tonight. We ask you tonight for those thinking about crying girls for the first time. We ask you, oh, Heavenly Father, don't let them do it. Give them a change of heart and a change of mind. For the one that's thinking about joining a game, God, in the name of Jesus, give a change of heart and a change of mind. In the name of Jesus, for the one thinking about commending, God, some type of crime or stealing a are doing things, God, that they were taught not to do. And Father, sometimes, if I just be honest, have also been shown to do. I'm asking tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, God, hey, intervene in the name of Jesus. Almighty God. For those God, that's bound by whatever that I'm bound. Hey, we ask you tonight, chapter 3, hey, my God, in the name of Jesus, for I know it's the will, God, it's your will that we be in good health and that we prosper, even as our souls to prosper. I know it's your will to prosper us. It's your will. That we be healthy. It's a will, God, that we allow brother love to continue. It's a will, hey, that we come together and reason. It's a will, hey, body, God, the body of Christ. Every part of that body, the need would be supplied. Because there's one body and many members, those that need a mind regulated. I know you are a heart fixer. I know that you are. In the name of Jesus, make a pathway straight. I know that you are that too. Fatherless, I know that you are one. Motherless, I know that you are that too. Oh, my, in the name of Jesus. Hiding place, I know you that too. Hey, a lawyer, I know you that too. Food on the table, I know you that too. Hey, whoop. And shelter. I know you are that too. How do I know? You've been all that and more to me. Yeah. Mm, Lord. Oh, my Lord, I know those have no dominion. Because when they resist that temptation, it'll flee. And I see tonight, those have no dominion, but not one family member in my family, not one. I don't care if you see the attributes. They don't have the dominion. Potiphar's son did. Knowing that they do not have to live beneath the privilege that God has set for them, the standard that God has set for them, the order that God has set for them. Alcohol can't hold you down. Drugs can't hold you down. If death can't keep you in the grave, if death can't keep you in the grave, alcohol, drugs, lying, stealing, biting tooth, breaking, can't eat them. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, send your word now. Send your word to trouble. Send your word to trouble the hearts of the people that will repent and turn from our wicked ways and that will seek your face, God. In the name of Jesus, that when we knock, the door be open, and when we ask, it shall be given, and when we seek, we'll find. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask to bless now all over. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal. Heal, God, the hatred. Heal. Heal, Lord. Tyson, that murderous spirit, deliver. In the name of Jesus. And fight against those that cannot, those people cannot help themselves. Fight against the old God that's fighting against the innocent and those that cannot help themselves. You lift up a standard for them. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. We won't take your praise. Bless now your people all over. Everyone that are called by your name. In the name of Jesus, for you know those that are dying. In the name of Jesus. God, everyone, don't make a difference whether they carry a towel of cloth all the way down. Every member of the body of Christ, even those that have not come to the knowledge as of yet that they are part of the body of Christ, they are that material people. They are that royal person. They are that chosen generation. For those, God, that have not come to that yet. For such a time that they shall be delivered. Bring them. In the name of Jesus. And bind up the very will of the enemy. Every demonic spirit that try to come and tell your people. You'll live for standard for them. And they could run to you and be saved. Now, Lord, continue to bless this ministry. Continue to bless God, the visionary. Continue, God, to bless each and every one that has had a part in building up the people. Building up your people from all over. Encouraging your people. For we are in these last days. We are barking up on some troublesome times. And we got to make sure that our anchor holds. We got to make sure we don't grip the solid rock. And that rock is you, Lord. That rock is you, Jesus. Forgive the sin where it needs to be forgiven at. Build up where it needs to be built up at. Strengthen where it's been made weak. Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you for all things. We thank you for all things. We thank you for leadership. I thank and I praise you for every member of my family, natural and spiritually. I thank you for them. Every person that will pray the prayer for me, I thank you for me. Every person that will lift a helping hand, I thank you for them. In the name of Jesus, not the kingdom of the healers, but God bless those that be a doer of what just says the word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for hearing us always. And Father God, we thank you for answering now by faith. In your Son Jesus' name, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. I tell you 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 thank you. I thank you for your shield. I thank you, Lord God, for your shield. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for providing. I thank you for being a good shepherd. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for being a rock of our salvation. Hey, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for totally complete deliverance. Thank you for making whole. In your son Jesus' name, once again, we pray. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church say amen. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Let the people of God say amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God needs to glory. God be glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let the people of God say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You don't have to wait till no battle's over. You can shout now.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to wait till battle's over. You can shout now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes,
thank
God.
The Lord.
Yes,
glory, 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 glory. Ha! Yay.
Yes,
ha, ha. Oh, my
yes,
God. Thank you, ha. Jesus, I love you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My
oh,
God,
Jesus.
I say, hey.
Yes, Lord.
My mighty God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Thank God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Mm-hmm. I thank you tonight.
Oh,
I love him, 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 I love him. And I don't care who you know it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say it. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say it.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I got to say it. Thank you, Jesus. I got to tell him thank you. See, the next minute ain't coming to me. But I got right now to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank
Lord
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Oh, I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him, I thank him, I thank him, I thank him.
Oh, yeah.
I thank him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yes, I do. For being on me, I thank God.
Mm. Mm.
Ah, yes,
mm.
I do. Boy, yes, I do. I thank
mm.
you, God. Hey! Ah, go with
him. Thank you.
Ah, go with him. I thank him, too.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
yes. Glory to God. God bless
yes,
you, Minister Bradley. God bless you, God,
God
bless you.
You.
God bless you. God be with you. God lead you.
Yes,
God
yes,
bless
yes.
you from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Jesus.
You.
God
yes. bless you.
Oh,
every member of your family. God bless you. God bless you. The
thank
work
you,
of your hand. God bless you. God bless
thank
you. When the mind gets crowded, that he'll call you a life. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Glory
God
to God.
God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Ah,
your
yes,
whole, your whole body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Glory to God.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Because it's
thank
coming
you.
To you is yay and amen. It's
yeah.
coming to you is yay and amen.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
It's coming to you is yay and amen.
Amen.
It's coming to the
amen, amen, amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare and decree on this night of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Minister Brad.
God,
God
bless,
bless
you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes.
I turn it over to you now for the last word.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Minister.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truly the Lord has spoken. Glory to God. The Lord has spoken on tonight. My God. Hallelujah. Hope, hope, hope. Hallelujah. He is our hope. He is our light. He is our strength. glory to God, in difficult
yes.
times. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. And as the woman of God said, people of God, we pray that you have been encouraged on tonight. We pray, glory to God, that you have heard something tonight to just encourage you just a little bit more in your faith. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, it's not, listen, it's not, the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but unto he that endureth unto the end. People of God, it's not the sprinter. It is not the sprinter. Glory be to God, but it's one step at a time. And we pray on tonight, people of God, that
yes,
you have been encouraged
yes.
in your faith. One more step, hallelujah, one more step, one more day. Glory to God. And I tell you, this word on tonight has come, and I don't know about you, but it has lifted me. Amen. And I tell you, glory to God, I'm just, my heart is just overwhelmed. My heart is overwhelmed, people of God. We're here every night, glory to God, every night that we're here. We give God thanks and we give God praise because it's building us. It's building our faith. It's building our faith. Amen. And I'm excited tonight, glory to God. I'm excited tonight for this word. I'm excited for what it's doing for me. I'm excited for what it's doing for you, people of God, glory to God, because it's working. Whether you see it or not, by faith, you got to know that this word is working for you. Amen. And that the Lord, hallelujah, he is with us, people of God. He is our hope. And I thank God on tonight, people of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. If you would like to get a copy of it on tonight, simply text tonight. The number is 912-257-3918, 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can text us tonight at 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God tonight. We bless him tonight. We bless him tonight, amen, again for this word. And as always, people of God, we want to remind you of our upcoming anniversary celebration, which is going to be July the 8th. It's going to be July the 8th, people of God. It's going to be July the 8th, amen. And I'm telling you, every day I'm getting excited more and more. And listen, people of God, we really want to see your face in the place. We want to see your face with us at the Crown Plaza there in Peachtree City. We want you to go ahead and Google it, Google the directions. And we're in Peachtree City this year, people of God, but next year, because this is a global ministry, we're going to be somewhere else. Amen. So we want you to travel with us from everywhere, even London, even Bahamas. Listen, people of God. Am I trying to get you excited? Yes, I am. Yes, I am, because I just want you to know that you're a part of something great. Amen. This is, glory to God, it's a ministry without walls. This ministry has traveled. You have been with us traveling, people of God. Why won't we go ahead and physically go those places where this ministry has gone? You have been with us. You have heard the speakers that the Lord has designated, that the Lord has appointed over the course of these 3 years. Well, guess what, people of God? We're going there. Amen. So we want you to be excited. We want you to be excited. Listen, we're not trying to pull you out of your several ministries. No, we're not. Amen, Jesus. But we want you to know that you're part, amen, of a moving ministry, a true moving outreach ministry, and we want you to be a part. And I say again, amen, this year we're going to Peachtree City, glory to God, and we're going to Peachtree City so that we don't have to go into the Atlanta area because of all of the traffic, and we don't want to get you all caught up in the traffic, so we're in the outskirts of Atlanta, amen, glory to God. But we really want to see you there. We really want you to come and be with us. And most importantly, people of God, we want you to let us know. Let us know that you're going to be there with us. We want you to text us. Let us know how many people you got coming. We're moving. This is our first time, our very first time, the pandemic. This is the very first time since the pandemic that we are in person. And people of God, we really want to see you. Amen. We've heard you. We've heard your testimonies. We've heard, glory to God, of you. Glory be to God. And we want to see you in the place. So text us. Let us know. Call us. Let us know. Let one of the advisors know. Reach out to one of the advisors. Let them know to let us know, amen, that you are intending, that you're preparing to come this way. Amen. We want to know, people of God, so that we can be amply prepared. Glory to God. Amen. I know that this broadcast is going all over, and we don't know how many people are coming, but we really want to try to get as many people as we can, amen, registered, amen. So God bless you tonight, people of God. We thank God for you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention, amen. Know that you're part of something great. Know that you're part of something moving, amen. The body of Christ moving without walls, amen. And we're just excited for what God is doing. Truly, God is doing a great thing in the midst of us, amen. And again, we just give him thanks. We just give him praise. And we thank God again for you, Minister Ollie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for availing yourself on tonight to come. Glory to God. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise for you on tonight. And we just want to pray a blessing over you on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for this woman of God. We thank you for your servant on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will endow her. We're asking, oh God, that you will breathe upon her even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for everything that concerns her, concerns you. And we're asking, oh God, that you will look upon her now. Look upon her situations. Look upon, oh God, every part. Oh, God, her family, her ministry, glory to God, even in her business affairs, Father, we're asking that you will look upon your servant now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will strengthen her now. Father, even as she give herself to so many, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we bless you, oh, God, and we pray that you will strengthen her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, strength, we speak strength. We speak strength unto her, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, oh God, thanking you for the ministry that you placed in your servant on tonight. Father, we're asking on tonight that you will bless, that you will bless her ministry, that you will bless the very works of her hands, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, have your way in her life. Have your way, glory to God, in our ministry. Have your way, oh God, in everything that concerns her. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking even now that you will breathe into her. Father, restore the virtue. Glory to God. Even as she's given to your people, Father, breathe into her afresh, we pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will cover your servant now. Cover her. Shield her. Everything that concerns her, cover her, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. Thank you, oh God, for your glory resting upon her. Thank you for your glory, oh God. Thank you for your light, oh God. You're the light. You're the lamp, oh God. You're the light unto her very path. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Father, we ask that you cover her in your shed blood. Cover her and she shall be covered. Hide her and she shall be hid. Oh, God, we're asking even now. We do forbid any backlash of the enemy as sons of God. We forbid it now. In thy precious name, Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you all the glory and honor. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. And somebody tonight, hallelujah, come on and tell the Lord, amen, 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 on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We just thank God on tonight. Hello, God, again, that word just comes and stirs you and just makes you feel good all over. Amen. So we thank him tonight. Woman of God, we thank God for you again. Amen, Jesus. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over to you, glory to God, that you would have the final word on tonight. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you for all that you do. You have the platform, woman of God.
God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God be with you. And everyone take heed to the announcement that was made tonight. And if all possible, make plans. Make plans. Put it on your calendar. Make sacrifices. And move out of your comfort zone. Lift up the name of the Lord. And to fellowship. Put a face with the name you don't hear. Come on. Make reservations. As if you were going on vacation somewhere. God bless you tonight for your time. You're coming out listening. God bless your home. God bless you. You're going out and you're coming in. Now, Father, we ask you to be with each and every one. We ask you, God, let them have sweet sleep. Father, we ask you to cover them with the blood of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to hide them even now behind the cross. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, every foul spirit, every evil spirit, everything that's not like you, God, to do trickery or to do harm, we ask you now, God, in the name of Jesus, tear down every wall. Tear it down, God, in the name of Jesus. I know you already have a shield. You already have a protection around the bottom. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we ask you to cover with the blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind the cross. Rebuke death and accident from all four corners of the earth, Father. In your Son, Jesus' name, we do pray. We thank you now for all things. We love you all, and we're going to say good night, and good night. God bless you, and God bless you. Love you now.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God, people of God, as has stated. We'll see you on tomorrow night. Listen, don't forget to tell somebody about it. Bring somebody. Amen. Tell them about the PNN, and we look forward to seeing you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you now. Amen.
Amen. Blessings.
Goodbye.